Hey, Vink.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Had kind of a failed trip to the retro game store yesterday.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, I just... You know how I try to find cool stuff for this show?
Well, naturally.
I don't know. I went there and I just... There wasn't much that I hadn't seen before or that, like, I felt would be noteworthy. But am I setting the scope too narrow? I mean, like, would people like a review of just games that didn't come out in America? I don't know. I always try to find, like, the most unusual and bizarre stuff.
Well, you know, we do have some directives that we're trying to follow for the year because it's the Famicom's 30th anniversary and all. That's probably a place. It's probably a place to start. But I was also thinking, you know, among those said directives, I'm finding a lot of NES games on this side of the Pacific that are going to be great for the show, I think. And I had a pretty successful week going to like four or five different game stores.
What'd you pick up?
I picked up a bunch of light gun games, a bunch of power pad games, and ones like, you know, Mach Rider, Excitebike, and what's the other one? Oh, Wrecking Crew I don't have yet. I'm still looking for that one. But if anyone knows the theme of that, well, if they saw any of the MAGFest stuff that I put together, you might have an idea of why I'm pulling that stuff together. I tweeted about it too and put it on Facebook.
Facebook's really the way to go to find out what we're doing, what we're doing right now.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was okay. I saw an AV Famicom with two controllers for like, $60. I almost picked it up.
That's pretty good, especially because I think you need one right now, don't you?
I do. The only thing I have is my like portable Famiclone right now for playing Famicom games.
Right.
Well, when I got my twin, I'm like, this is the only Famicom system I ever need. So, you know, I sold off my original, you know, RF port, you know. You know, I needed the space, you know. I was getting married and everything. So I sold off my disk system and my, you know, regular Famicom. Because, for one thing, they were really hard to hook to my modern TV.
Right.
And, you know, I figured, you know, with the twin, I'm set.
Right.
And then my twin just died.
The disk drive died, or did the whole thing just...
No, the whole thing died. I'm wondering if there was just some kind of electrical short or something.
Right.
I don't know, but like it won't even power up. Yeah, I know. You find twins all over the place that work but have a inactive disk drive.
Well, couldn't you just like, if your disk drive still works, couldn't you just swap out? I think that's like a whole chassis you can just yank and.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. The thing is, by now, you know, it hasn't worked for a while. The disk drive might not work either. I think I just need to get a new twin, I think. But they're so expensive to get a working one.
I would recommend the AV Famicom for sure, though. Although I did try something related to getting those NES games that I thought would work, but in retrospect, I realize why it doesn't work. But the light gun, or rather the zapper, doesn't work with any of the Zapper games on the AV Famicom, which kind of makes sense. Yeah, well, you know, the light gun or the beam gun or whatever they called it in Japan, it's supposed to go into that expansion port. You know, it's got that controller 3 port on the side, which the, you know, NES2 lacks, and that's the peripheral that the game is coded to expect to use. So they must have changed the code for the US release, which explains why, even though I have all these 5-screw carts for them, that I don't find any adapters in there, because the code actually probably had to change to use the US version of the peripheral. Weird, right?
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So I was a little disappointed, but it kind of confirmed something that I, you know, as I understood about like the multiplayer games for the Famicom versus like the things like the 4-player adapters in the US, and those are like entirely different technologies as well.
I don't think there was an officially like Nintendo released 4-player adapter.
There was a Hori 4-player adapter,
and I think Hudson released one too, or I might be confusing it with the Super Nintendo one. It was shaped like Bomberman's head.
That one.
They had one for the TurboGrafx. They had one for the Super.
I think that was Super Famicom. The one you're thinking of.
For Super Famicom, but like. They, like, Hudson really, like, promoted the whole using lots of controllers thing for Bomberman.
Okay.
So, I don't know. You know, and I mean, Hori, of course, had a lot of stake in it, because they made controllers, and of course they'll make the controller adapter so that you can buy more controllers.
More Hori controllers, right.
But Hudson had the B controllers, too. I gotta do some research on that.
Yeah, I did pick up a lot of four-player games on NES cards, so that should be fun. I had one already, but that was part of what I was hunting for, and I had some pretty good success there. But, you know, I got to tell you, I'm spending a lot of time looking back because I'm sort of scared to look forward.
Is the glimmer diminishing off your new purchase?
Well, I should put it this way. I'm preparing a lot of, a good chunk anyway, of Wii U-centric videos.
Great,
For Famicom Dojo and Keep Playing. I'm going to also do something about whether or not you should do your Wii to Wii U transfer because of the potential limitations. But I kind of don't want to pull the trigger now.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just worried about the Wii U in general. Like, it's not doing well. The attach rate's abysmal. And, like, the January numbers are just awful. It's being outsold by the Wii right now, and that just shouldn't happen for a next-generation console. We should probably add to that, we're recording this before we hear what Sony's announcing on the 20th of February here, but nothing good's going to come out of it for Nintendo is what I'm trying to say.
Well, okay, yeah, probably not. Unless Sony pulls another thing like they did with the PlayStation 3 launch.
Which is what?
Where they said it was going to cost $600.
I don't think it's going to happen, especially the way the Vita's been selling.
Yeah, Nintendo. No, you should not pull those videos though. The Wii U is not down for the count quite yet.
I hope you're right, because I really love the system. I've not had really a bad thing to say about it so far. But the problem is that I just can't seem to convey to anyone why I like it so much. I'm sure that the videos will help. But the other problem is that I don't really play a lot of games with them.
The Wii U... Oh, Nintendo. Nintendo, I know you're listening, because you listen to our podcast every week.
Right.
So, I want to start off by saying, I love you dearly. You are my favorite console manufacturer in general. Now that Sega's gone.
Oh, right.
Sorry, but
that's a whole thing too.
Nintendo, really? The Wii? We need to have an intervention right now. What was up with that? Why did you call it the Wii U?
Because it's a strong brand, right? Like, you know, the Wii is Nintendo's best selling system since the NES.
Yes, that's fine. Call it the Wii 2 or Super Wii, because the Wii U. First of all, it sounds like the sound of an ambulance coming. We need to get some help for this system stat.
Oh, dear.
It's dying. that was, no. But it, plus, okay, say you loved Zombie U, right?
It's a pretty fun game, I'll admit, but I haven't had a lot of chance to play. I've actually been playing Skyward Sword since I've gotten my Wii back and had to start over.
Okay, now, think that they make a sequel to it.
Yeah.
What's it going to be called?
It's probably going to be called, like, Legend of Zelda U or something. Although they've been pretty good about that with Zelda. They don't really tack that on to the system.
No. What's the sequel to Zombie U going to be called?
Oh, Zombie U 2? Oh, man. Is it going to be like Bono?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't want Zombie U 2. They're gonna be like brains, Joshua Tree. But that's what it's gonna be for all the sequels.
There's not gonna be a Zombie U 2 because of the problems Ubisoft's having right now. I mean, so since we recorded our last show, Rayman Legends was supposed to come out this month, and then we had got hit with like a 1-2 punch. First, it's not going to be exclusive to the Wii U anymore, and then second, they're going to hold the Wii U release from this month until this fall, when it's going to have lots of competition, and then come out with the rest of the multi-platform releases. What those platforms are, we don't know exactly.
I'll put this out there first. I'm not so much of a console fanboy that I care if Rayman Legends goes multi-plat. No, I don't care.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
That's fine. More people can play it. That's wonderful. It looks like a really fun game. That's great. But it's done right now.
Right, yeah. They could ship it right now.
And the fact that they're holding it off, that doesn't sit well with me. Because I just really worry that a lot of companies have decided to Dreamcast the whole thing. The Wii U. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like EA, despite your saying that they're supporting the Wii fine and betting me a steak dinner on it, have been abysmal with their Wii support. They're not releasing the new Tiger Woods game for Wii U.
Well, that's just, oh my gosh, because his time is totally not past at all.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'll unless they did it up like South Park did the Tiger Woods game. But anyway, no. But no, this is a, I mean, it doesn't sound like, ooh, no, Tiger Woods. What will we do without Tiger Woods? But it's a big deal because Tiger Woods on the Wii always sold better than Tiger Woods on the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360. Now, if they were cutting out the Tiger Woods franchise altogether, totally understand, you know? Because, yeah, I think his time has passed as a spokesperson. And personally, I'm looking more forward to playing Mario Golf that was announced, you know? But...
Yeah. That was the most recent Nintendo Direct that came out last week.
But it's really kind of EA giving the finger to Nintendo there, though. Because it makes financial sense for them to release it on the system, you know, that is a successor to the system that it sold best on. But something tells me that, like, okay, it's a... Vink has a conspiracy theory.
Oh, dear.
EA is giving them merely lip service. But, like, if EA announces, a game like, I don't know, FIFA or something like that isn't coming out on the Wii, that means they've pretty much given up on it.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
That's my theory. That's the thing to look for. If EA gives up, if EA decides that there's no FIFA port for the Wii U this year, they're done. They'll finish up the games they're working on, but they're done. And EA support, I hate to say it, because I really don't like most EA games, but their support is necessary for a console to thrive.
Interesting. I'm sure they know that as well.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They do know that. And so do a lot of these other companies. Ubisoft knows that this is kind of... That Rayman game... And it's the most highly downloaded demo on the Wii, and it's been looked forward to, and it's the most anticipated Wii U game in Europe. You know, the fact that they've delayed it means that, like, it could have been something that I can't think that one game could turn Nintendo's fortune.
No, but it's like a watershed moment. I think it's like, you know, are they just trying to hurt Nintendo? Because I can't see either one of them coming out good in the end, especially with their new launch window, how they're going to be up against a lot more stiff competition. They could sell the Wii U version now and actually bolster Nintendo, but they just don't seem to want to. And I don't really know why that is, except for some, you know, comments that the CEO made about Nintendo making the necessary changes, quote unquote, to make the system thrive or for them to do business on it. I'm not sure what that means. Because they didn't explain.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, like, Ubisoft is worried that, like, if they release it later, you know, Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 owners will not want sloppy seconds. You know, I mean, they don't want they don't want to think we're getting a game that's already been out for a while, and if it bombs on the Wii U, it has the stink of a game that's bombed. You know what I mean?
Why? All right. Well, there's the attach rate that's the problem. But is that Nintendo's problem necessarily? What can Nintendo do about the attach rate?
That's the thing. I don't think there's much they can do about it. Like Zombie U, it is a third party title that's selling very well compared to the user base. but the user base is not what anybody expected.
The Wii itself isn't selling well, and then among that too, people just aren't buying games for it that aren't Nintendo Land. That's like bundled with the deluxe version. Now Nintendo did announce like a day or two later that there was going to be like a Zombie U pack. So basically everything that I got when I bought my Wii U, so it got like, you know, the deluxe version with 32 gigabytes and all the fun stuff that comes with that. You got a pro controller, you got Zombie U on the disc, and then you have Nintendo Land as a downloadable title.
That sounds like a nice pack. I'm really hoping it's not just like Ubisoft's like, hey Nintendo, we've got a whole warehouse full of these unsold games. Can you please?
Well, it did seem kind of weird that the announcement came so soon after they announced they were going to pull Rayman Legends from its original release slot. But you got to think about it this way, right? Like, it takes a while to make a new SKU. You have to like get the packaging ready. You have to make do the artwork. This wasn't like a knee-jerk reaction. It's probably more like Ubisoft decided that they needed to have some kind of edge over Nintendo because this announcement was coming, and that's why they timed it the way they did. That's the only thing I can think of.
Maybe. I don't know. It looks like the same box that they did with the PAL release, which was a launch, you know. You know, in the UK and stuff, they had a Zombie U box from the beginning. So
right, that's true.
I don't know if that's normally it, but I do think Ubisoft is like trolling Nintendo fans. Because the internet and especially the Miiverse exploded when they announced the Rayman Origins.
Well, right.
It like so much hate directed, and even the director of the game, maybe I'm pronouncing this right, is Michael Ansel.
No idea.
He did Beyond Good and Evil and the Rayman series. Well, anyway,
I don't know how to pronounce it. Is what I mean.
In the picture that was, he was holding up a banner in French that was basically like, "Let my Rayman go."
Right. Yeah. It was definitely not the developer's decision. It was you know, upper management, corporate that decided they wanted to hold it back.
So bad for the team that made the game, because they have to be in crunch time to get it done by deadline, and then they're like, "Nope, gonna release it. Back to work.
Yep.
Go make a port."
Yeah, also, that's another reason why I don't see why this can be good for them. Like, if they're trying to hurt Nintendo, that's one thing, which is kind of weird to do in an, you know, economic environment where they can stand to make a lot of money. But on the other hand, it's like, what benefit do they hope to reap? I can't imagine, especially if they get their own developers mad at them.
Well, okay. Well, they're definitely trolling Nintendo, because after this giant reaction, they go on and they post, "Oh, we've heard back your feedback, whatever, and you know, and because of it, we've decided to release an exclusive Wii U Rayman demo."
The demo was already exclusive.
Nope, but they're doing a second demo.
What does that mean?
In my mind, it means telling the dev team, "Hey, you know that game we're not releasing right now? Can you make another demo of it? Because these crybaby Nintendo fans really want the game now. That ought to please them because they're stupid." Wow, where did that hate come from? That was from a dark place.
Harsh, right?
Yeah. Wow. Ouch. I don't even own a Wii U. I'd like to point that out right now. That any fanboyism towards Nintendo is, and okay. So where did that come from? I guess I'm just, because Rayman, you know, the Rayman game was like the one that I'm like, it, you know, it looked like a really, really good title for the platform. And it's done. And I think possibly one of the other reasons is, I read this on the internet, and I'm not sure if it's true, like everything else I read on the internet. But
naturally.
Someone said that one of Microsoft's policies is that for multi-plats, they won't accept a game that's already been released for another platform unless it has like significant differences, changes, or improvements.
Interesting.
For example, let me think of something exclusive. This would never happen because let's say that they got Uncharted. That's not going to happen because it was made by Sony. But I mean, just for example, they were going to get the game Uncharted. they need to get like Uncharted Drake's Dude Bro Edition or something.
Okay.
Which incorporates new features or something, because
that describes everything that's been released for the Wii U, though. Everything. And if you know, the next Xbox or whatever has a significantly different feature than the previous one, which it probably is going to have to in order to sell, then that shouldn't be a problem for them to do, right? So I don't want to fan that flame any more than we need to, because it just sounds so weird.
I can see why Ubisoft did it, kind of, you know, because it's one of their big titles, and they expected it to be, well, it was supposed to be a launch title for the Wii. And I think they expected it to be the next, you know, Rabbids game. You know that launch title for Wii?
Which I never bought.
You know, good is not the right... It was fun to play in a group.
Okay.
It was not a particularly great game, but it was definitely fun to play in a group, and it was a good launch title. And it was very successful for Ubisoft. And I think they were really hoping it would be this type of thing, too. And when they missed their launch window, probably because it wasn't done, you know, they set a new launch for when it would be done, but then they realized that the numbers weren't there, you know, their software wasn't selling significantly enough, and Rayman Origins was not a huge hit anywhere. This is the previous game, which was out on 360 and Play, but it was critically acclaimed, and there's definitely fans on those consoles who would buy it. But I don't know. I'm just third parties don't want to put titles on the Nintendo platform because the numbers aren't there. Right. And the numbers aren't there because third parties won't put titles on the Nintendo platform.
Well, there are titles that are there, right? Like we talked about Mass Effect. So I know it's not very a well populated Miiverse community, which is not a good sign. So I'm sure that the sales numbers aren't there. And you told me that there's definitive proof now that they're not going to release any more DLC for it.
Well, anything's possible. But they said that they have no plans to release it.
Right, yeah, which is what they said already, you know, unless caveat being that there's significant interest in the system. And I have it now, and I hope to do.
Oh,
it's one of my Wii U videos I want to do is that comparison to the 360 version. And so far, I got nothing but positive things to say. You know, it's a lot of DLC that I don't even own for the 360 version. You know, it controls great on the gamepad. It controls great on the Pro Controller. The Pro Controller is really nice to play with, by the way. It's just like the 360, which is probably what you would expect. But yeah, I got no complaints. It looks possibly better than the 360 version, honestly.
Digital Foundry did a write-up or whatever, and they said, some bits are better, some bits... There's some... Like, apparently there's some frame rate issues somewhere, something. Well,
yeah, I did notice that, like, some of the full motion video, or, you know, whatever, the cutscenes, which are rendered in the game engine, suffer a little bit, but the gameplay itself seems fine.
Yeah, and the thing is, I guess the main problem is it doesn't it looks as good, but it costs twice as much.
Okay, right. So there is that. The game is $20 to buy now.
Yeah.
It did come out for Trilogy on the Xbox 360 and the PS3, and we did cover this a few episodes ago. You know it. But, you know, the thing I was also thinking about was it does come with a lot of quote-unquote free DLC, so you're not paying for just the bare-bones game. So that's a bit of a difference. But is it a $60 difference? I don't know.
Definitely not. Like, if it really included... If it included some exclusive or substantial content... But what... You see, Ubisoft and EA, they're just trolling Nintendo. I mean, I really think they are. Because like... They announced almost at the exact same time, you know, right? I mean, they announced before the Wii U version of Mass Effect 3 is launched. They go, okay, the other two systems are getting the Trilogy with all these extra things, all this stuff, for the same prices. Mm. Well, the same prices we're releasing, just three.
Just three plus a bunch of DLC, be fair.
I think all that DLC was included in the Trilogy.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I mean, because From the Ashes did come with the original game, and that's the the additional squad members, similar to the additional squad member Mass Effect 2. So that's not too different. Well, but there's a lot of other stuff that, like I said, I don't own for the 360 version of the game. But it does stink that you can't get stuff like the Omega DLC or what else did I buy for that? I can't even remember anymore. I bought everything far.
It's just that they knew this was coming out.
Right.
Like, at least wait a month. You know, let the Wii U version not seem like a pitiful bone toss to Wii U only owners. Let it at least have a month, and then announce the trilogy. Like they deflated their own hype before they released their game.
Right, and companies do that all the time. Nintendo trolls themselves sometimes, like with a 64DD or any other.
Yep.
Yeah, but you know, I kind of want to pose a question, you know, to you and to everyone else. You know, if the problem really is the attach rate, well, actually, two questions. If the problem really is the attach rate. What can or should Nintendo do about that? And B, is this really a problem in the way that things are being counted, you know, for marketing purposes? Because they're pushing, you know, as much as they can, whoever will let them do it, they're pushing downloadable, like, on-disc titles through the eShop that you don't have to even buy the disc.
Yeah.
So how many of the sales, you know, obviously the console sales need to be there, but how many of the sales on the existing consoles are through the eShop and not through the normal retail channels that would be counted in the attach rate?
Well, I mean,
only Nintendo knows those numbers, right?
Only Nintendo knows those numbers, but, you know, well, what people have been doing is they've been extrapolating from Miiverse communities.
Right. Like I was mentioning earlier,
because not every title is available for direct download.
Mm, Mass Effect isn't. Zombie U is.
Yeah. So for a lot of them, they're taking known sales numbers for physical copies, and then Miiverse numbers, and then they're taking known for ones that don't have the downloadable content and comparing. Now it's definitely not exact.
Right, but it's a pretty good indicator, I imagine.
I mean, I'm sure there's a huge margin of error, but at the same time. It doesn't mean that, like, okay, it only sold 50 retail copies, but I think it's safe for us to assume that it sold a million copies.
No,
you know?
Right. Naturally. So, yeah, the Miiverse is a pretty good indicator.
And the thing is, the companies themselves, for their games, they know how many copies.
Right.
And, you know, they don't need the sales numbers to come in for those. They
know.
They know by how much money they've made.
But you know, so that leaves the other question, what, if anything, should Nintendo itself be doing about that? Does it need to have a price cut? Do they need to have their own software come out to help push sales? I mean, what is it that you know, the CEO of Ubisoft was trying to say when he made that very vague comment?
Well, I mean, it's hard right now, because Nintendo is not known for releasing games that aren't done.
Yeah.
And I think the games that they're working on right now are going to be very high quality, but they are one company.
Right.
Sony and Microsoft have all these multi-plats to you know, support them during times of their own software drought. Nintendo's running right now like Atari back in the day, you know, making all their own games in-house.
Yeah.
You know, or Mattel, or, you know, a lot of companies, you know, a lot of the early video game companies made all their games in-house.
Right.
That's fine when it was a very niche market, you know, but... gosh.
Nintendo's been doing pretty good reaching out to, you know, second and third parties to help fill their lineup. Like, how many Zelda games were made by Capcom, you know?
Yeah. Well, Nintendo should do more of what they're doing now. Unfortunately, the payoff's going to take a long time. But, for example, picking up Bayonetta, I think, was nice.
Yeah, like, very nice.
You know, I think that was really good. Now, Bayonetta was a flop. Not a flop. It sold well, but it didn't sell to expectations.
Right.
It actually didn't sell... In Japan, it sold good. In the rest... it was a flop. It was a flop. It did not sell enough copies to warrant a sequel, despite being despite being critically acclaimed. It's the only Xbox 360 title that's ever gotten a 10 in Famitsu, for example.
Oh, wow.
And it's one of only, 25 some games that have ever gotten a perfect 10. So,
very nice.
It was a success critically, but it didn't really have the sales to back it up. And it was not going to happen, but Nintendo put up the money. So it's going to get made. But everyone saw it as all the 360 and PlayStation 3 only owners on communities like NeoGAF and things just went nuts. Betrayal, you know.
Nah.
The truth of the matter is, like, Sony or Microsoft could have funded it as well, but neither of them felt it was worth their time because they have tons of multi-plats already. But for Nintendo, this is good. They need things that have a fan base that will buy a system for one game.
Right, but they can't release this game any sooner than they are.
They don't even have a gameplay footage trailer. I mean, in Nintendo Direct, they showed like, look, we're making character models. We're not going to be done forever.
They showed the developers looking at something. We didn't see what the something was. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, if Nintendo's prerogative is to wait on their games until they're done, that's one thing, and you can't change that. What else can they do short of a price drop? Because that seems to be the medicine that ailed the 3DS, and now it's doing phenomenally.
Well, it's doing phenomenally in Japan, and it's making money for Nintendo. That's what's important. But it's still kind of middling in America and Europe. I mean, it's not replicating the success of the DS in any way. Oh, it is in Japan.
That's what I was going to say. Like, okay, I guess those are just Japanese numbers. So that's too bad.
But I mean, it's doing better in America. But it's definitely not flying off the shelves. You know, it's making Nintendo money, but it's not making Nintendo lots of money.
I think you mentioned previously that a price drop at this point would be so horrible because they had the once is a mistake, twice is precedent, and
yep.
I agree with that, but I mean, if they make the same mistake twice, which it seems, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, if these games aren't ready, they shouldn't have released the console. Like, there was no reason I could think of to jump in when they did. If these are all the problems they're going to face,
I mean, of course they wanted to beat Sony before they announced their system, and they wanted to beat Microsoft. But Sony's going to announce its system, like, and you're going to hear this after the announcement. So if it was totally mind blowing, and if it wasn't. But keep that in mind when I say this. But so Nintendo has a lead on Sony right now. They've got a lead of about 3 million units. That's nothing in the whole console race.
Right.
That's nothing. And they have the stink of a half-baked product.
Which is too bad because I love everything about it that does work right now. Because like I said, I don't play a lot of games. Actually, I feel like I'm part of the problem. Because I only own two discs that I bought. You know, everything else is from the eShop at like $15 or less. Mostly $10 or less, actually. So I'm really supporting those independent developers right now. But I'm not buying disc titles because I either have them for the 360 already or I have no interest in them and didn't get them for the 360 in the first place. That's where I'm sitting right now.
And that's where it's going to be. Okay, Nintendo really wants to save this thing. They're going to have to cut in. Nintendo is very conservative with their money. And that's why they've been able to survive this long. That's why they were able to make a profit during the GameCube era. And I think that's another thing we have to realize is everyone's like, Nintendo doomed. But I think they can just go back into their shell like GameCube era.
Right, yeah, because it was kind of a joke that the only people who made money off the Wii was Nintendo. And if they're fine with that business model, they're just going to keep going that way. They don't have enough of a reason to court third parties. They probably have enough faith in their own first-party titles to sell their system. They don't need to worry about that. You know, so, EA couldn't kill Nintendo in the previous generations, why would this be any different?
Well, EA supported Nintendo in the previous generations.
Kinda.
Well, I mean, not hugely, but I mean, at least their sports franchises and stuff like that, you know? Right. But I mean, the thing is, the shareholders are going to get upset. And they're going to, because what happened was, if Nintendo had released the Wii U after the GameCube, you know, the expectations would have been low. But, like, coming off of the Wii, you know, it's going to involve a lot of, you know, firings and reduction of team size, you know, lots of stuff.
Which is why it's interesting that, you know, Iwata has made some comment that if he can't improve sales by a certain threshold by the end of the year, he's going to resign. Of course, that he's not saying he's intending to resign. He's going to make things happen. But, you know, I don't think he can walk that back if he fails.
Well, I mean, you know, the way it was worded was, you know, obscure enough. Let's get rid of Reggie.
People I've been talking to, they really think Nintendo of America is a huge part of the problem. Yeah. I wouldn't mind playing the Picross game. You know who you are.
He seems to be a very... I mean, I think he was vital for Nintendo's comeback before the Wii U, and the, you know, when he came out and Nintendo was like being ridden off and he gave the fans some hope and stuff, but right now he just seems like an over gestulating talking head. But like, I don't think he can be blamed for Nintendo, because he didn't name the thing the Wii U.
No,
you know,
he can only do so much. Obviously
he can't say, you know, he can't go, hey, let, you know, Nintendo, you should make this new franchise. You know, he doesn't have that kind of power. I do perhaps blame him for not bringing over Disaster Day of Crisis, which is a great game, by the way.
Well,
everyone should play
and
it.
We've talked to you before, you know, about the Operation Rainfall games. Oh man, we should have talked to those guys again, right? But like, all three of those games are not getting the US release. You know, as we found out, there were no plans to bring them over to the Wii U, so what we got is what we're getting. You know, the whole Xenoblade thing is proof positive that was a huge mistake. Or even, you know, XE coming to the rescue of Last Story.
Yep.
As I mentioned previously, just, you know, that Nintendo of America doesn't always make the right decisions, and someone needs to make better decisions, obviously.
But, like, Reggie doesn't inspire the kind of, like, he used to kind of seem like a passionate presenter of Nintendo. Like, I don't even think he needs to lose his job, but we need someone new to be the face of Nintendo of America.
Well, what's that going to help? I mean, if they make the same decisions, in the market, it's not going to make a difference what they say.
I guess. It's just, okay. I saw this in a, we should link this, I don't know, it's something in a game trailers or G4 video. Gosh, I don't even know what it was, but it was like how in the presentation where they were showing off games for the Wii U, everyone was expecting the whole Steve Jobsian one more thing, you know, saving the best for last, some huge reveal, and it was fireworks. Nintendo Land has fireworks at night. That's what we're going to leave you with. It was just like, I mean, they opened with Pikmin, which was awesome, and everyone's like, oh, Nintendo redeemed, Nintendo redeemed, and by the end it was like, oh, they did the best thing at the very beginning, and they've got nothing else. So it ended.
I do want a 3DS now. Like, I did before, but now I really do.
3DS is a great little system. And I'd say, library-wise, the stuff coming up in the next year for 3DS trumps any other system on the market.
Well, you know, Phil Baum was just telling me today that, you know, if I'm really loving the eShop stuff I'm getting from the Wii U, I really need the 3DS right now.
And there's Nintendo's other problem. Their direct competitor is the 3DS. Okay, what's the 3DS? It's a system with tons of great Nintendo franchises on it and two screens. What's the Wii U? It's a system with a bunch of great Nintendo franchises on it and two screens, one of them being a touchscreen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, Nintendo's cannibalizing its own sale. Well, and I don't think they should discontinue the Wii U. I mean, not the Wii U, or either of them. But at the same time, the Wii U needs some experiences that are wholly different. Like, New Super Mario Bros. Wii U, or New Super Mario Bros., from what I've played of it, is pretty fantastic. And I would say better than the 3DS installment. But you know what? They don't look all that different if you look on the box.
Yeah, they really don't. And although I will say that the announcement of the Super Luigi U, which is apparently just DLC for this title, which is kind of too bad. I'll buy it now just to get the DLC at this point. But I had no interest in the main title by itself. I probably won't even play it unless my family wants to.
It's good. Like, did you play New Super Mario Bros. Wii?
No. Well, a little. It was okay.
Really? You didn't like it? I thought it was really good game.
I felt like it was just really samey, you know? There wasn't a lot that was different from... So I enjoyed New Super Mario Brothers on the DS. I unfortunately lost, you know, that with the rest of my DS and games and such. But you know, it was a nice kind of, you know, come back to its roots moment. But then it just sort of stayed at its roots. I think I would like Super Mario Land 3D or Super Mario 3D Land, whatever it's called, because that's more of the kind of game I want to see.
That's a good game.
But you know, I'm hoping for a game like that on a console again. And you know, the side scrolling 2.5D thing was cool when it was like Smash Brothers and the GameCube were like, wow, why can't we do this and get a game like this? I meant a game, not like five.
You should really give New Super Mario Brothers Wii another chance. I think it's much better than the DS title. It reminds me of Super Mario World.
Right, but then so did the DS title.
Not so much. The DS title reminded me of the Game Boy ones. I mean, I think it's mainly because of the screen, you have a lot less going on at one time, so it's kind of like the difference between playing Super Metroid and Metroid 2 on the Game Boy. You know, they're both Metroid and they're both exploring, but you know, one of them just seems, you know, like a bigger... I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it was that point in my life, but I enjoyed that. New Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Let me put it this way. I'm getting an NES and some games for my brother-in-law, who I know doesn't listen to the show, so I'm perfectly safe saying that.
Okay.
And he's going to get Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario Brothers 3. Is my intention. And like, I don't, you know, I'm getting it for him because it was like super nostalgic when, you know, when my son was born, he stayed over at our place and, like, you know, had some grape soda and ate some goldfish and played some video games and had a great time. So I'm like, well, this is going to be a great gift then. And but, you know, if I were to try to hook him on the current generation, I guess I could say, hey, play this other game that's just like this other two games that you own that I already got as a gift for you and probably cost way less combined. But... I can't think of any reason why he should have to play any other game beyond Super Mario Brothers 3 if that's all that's kind of coming out.
I guess, but I mean, if you're gonna go, that way, I mean, like, after Doom, should you ever play a third person shooter? You know,
well, you know, Doom. No. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Or after the first Call of Duty. Well, okay. Let's make it more of a comparison, because Super Mario 3 is kind of the gold standard, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's take the gold standard of the early Call of Duty, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Call of Duty 4.
Okay.
Okay. Should you ever play a Call of Duty after 4?
I have no idea. Never play Call of Duty.
Neither have I.
All right. How about Halo? I played Halo.
The worst podcast.
I know. I've played Halo.
Okay, should you play a game beyond Halo?
Like Halo, like 1, 2, or 3? Yeah, because like Reach changed it, I think. Like Reach made... It didn't change it significantly.
How did it change it?
It brought in different kinds of power sets so you can do interesting, different interesting kinds of things instead of just running around and shooting stuff.
Okay, like Super Mario Brothers Wii?
Well, I'm not talking about like a new like B suit. Okay, I guess I'm thinking of Galaxy, which I still need to finish now that my Wii is back. But yeah, you know what game I loved? I loved... Mario 64. I liked to a lesser extent Sunshine, but I guess that's what Super Mario 3D Land is for.
Yeah.
If I want a game like that. I don't know. I want something different. I want, if they're going to make a Mario game, I want them to try something they haven't tried before instead of, I just feel like it's being lazy. Like they can just, give this game better graphics, make a few things different, and it's like, oh, look, $60 game, we're done.
Well, okay. There's definitely some laziness, but the thing is for the new, like, it's a concept that works though. And for people coming into gaming right now, and I use the example of giving you what is it? Your relative?
My brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law. You mentioned giving him an NES and stuff like that. And that's great. He'll play that, but yeah. you give a 10-year-old kid right now an NES controller, he'll look at you like you're an idiot.
Yeah,
but he'll play the Wii U, and I teach kids. I teach elementary school kids, and they freaking love New Super Mario Brothers. You know?
Okay. I mean, I admit I'm not the demo. I admit that, but what's the problem here? Who is buying this console then? If little kids, if there's not enough for them to buy, their parents are buying the stuff for. These things for them, is Nintendo Land enough? Like Wii Sports might have been enough?
No, that's true, though. It's not enough. It's totally not enough. It's a game, and 2D Mario is mainly made for the Japanese market, too. The American market's going to light up more when they have a new 3D Mario. Because the 3D Marios are all pretty different.
Yeah, I think so.
You can admit that, right? They're all pretty different. Sunshine. I didn't like Mario Sunshine, but like a lot of people did, and that's fine. But it was definitely different.
Well, what I liked about Mario Sunshine was those retro levels, which is apparently all 3D or Super Mario 3D Land is essentially what I've been told anyway.
But I loved Galaxy.
See, and I did. It's just the timing was bad. That's when Mass Effect came out and all those other 360 games and.
You should you owe it to yourself to finish Galaxy.
I do, but I'm finishing Skyward Sword first, and I'm getting there. I think I'm almost 30 hours in.
But I mean, Galaxy is great. Although it looks really bad on my HDTV now. I played it for the first time with my old SDTV, and I just couldn't believe how gorgeous it was. And I play it now, and it's like.
Do you have the component cables?
What?
Do you have the component? You do. Yeah. I agree. It doesn't look as good as it does on the ST TVs. That's definitely true. But it doesn't look terrible. Like, Zelda is pretty, even though it's 480p.
Yeah. But it looked so much better in SD. But that's back to one of our old topics. But anyway, yeah, you owe it to yourself to play that one. And I'd play that. So what does Nintendo need to do to change their fortunes around? They need to make some exclusive deals with some third-party publisher. They need to spend some of their war chest.
Yeah, because what else is it for if not for something like this, right? This is the time when they have to do it. Like, I don't know if like more bundles is the answer, but they
will help in the short term.
Short term, definitely.
They should have a bundle for Japan that is the Nintendo Wii U system. Super Mario Land Wii U and a code for the Luigi downloadables. Release it for Year of Luigi as a green console.
So something that got lost in all this on our end was we did a whole show about the Wii U Virtual Console announcement.
Yeah.
That we didn't even touch upon yet, and I feel like this is a good spot where they can make some goodwill towards existing Wii owners that they might want to upgrade. Is if they don't charge that ridiculous $1.50 fee to upgrade their titles. I mean, I know they feel like they have to, But if there are a lot of Wii owners who don't have a Wii U right now, that the numbers would have to bear that out. And if they gave them a reason to upgrade, you know, call it in the new ambassador program, you don't even have to reduce the price of the actual console, but you need to get the console out there. If you want to raise sales, then this is a good way to do it. We will let you import all of your games, you know, the ones that they actually end up bringing to the Wii U Virtual Console, because we don't know what systems besides the NES and Super Nintendo are on the way. You know, we will give you these free. Maybe it's like a maximum. Maybe it's your entire library. I don't care. But you know, don't charge us anymore.
Now for third party games, maybe they have to. You know,
no, they have that war chest. They can just spend it. You know, maybe it's a limited time offer, you know, but you want to get that console in people's hands. That's like half their problem right now.
Now, do you remember the ambassador program for the 3DS?
Yeah. I kind of wish I had gotten one so I could have been in on that, definitely. Yeah.
A way to make to appease the people who bought it before. Now, don't do a price drop.
Right.
Don't do a price drop right now. But say we're going to do the ambassador program again. But make it available for this whole year.
Yeah.
Or at least the next 6 months during this drought.
Yeah.
Say, you buy a Wii U right now, you get 20 old games right now. It costs Nintendo nothing.
Right. You know, except for potential sales, obviously, which is...
Yeah, but if they don't sell consoles right now, they have no future, you know, they have no future sales for this console.
Agreed.
So, here's what you do. You say, you buy this system right now, you get Ocarina of Time. You get, you know, the old 2D Marios, you know. You get, I don't know, what they did with the 3DS was they got the Game Boy Advance titles. Why don't we throw a couple GameCube titles there?
Well, I mean, I think the answer to that is that, especially with the announcement of the Wind Waker HD remake, is that they're hoping to charge us again for the games we already have.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're not going to see ports of GameCube games.
Okay.
Probably.
But, like, just like how the 3DS doesn't have any Game Boy Advance games you can buy.
Yet. Well, I mean, so that's one thing they didn't announce for as part of the Wii U Virtual Console, was that the Wii U is going to get Game Boy Advance games, which implies the 3DS will get them eventually.
Well, hopefully. But anyway, the ambassador program was amazing because it was something you couldn't get otherwise. It was a good deal, and it made you feel... But, like, right now, Nintendo, if they do a price drop, is really bad. But if Nintendo bundles stuff, like, it was way too late in the history of it, and it was not enough to save Sega. But I thought that the Sega Smash Pack for Dreamcast was a great idea.
Oh, definitely. I have it.
Yeah. Oh, you have it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't, because I already had a Dreamcast before that, but I knew one of my friends was interested in getting a Dreamcast, but had no interest in old retro games. So I bought just the Smash Pack disc off of her for like $20 or something.
Right.
But anyway, that was a great idea because it was a ton of games. I mean, there was a Shining Force? There's definitely a Phantasy Star in there. And Golden Axe, and, like, you know, a lot of really good stuff. And, you know, and it was like, and there was no way to buy the Smash Pack without buying a Dreamcast. Well, maybe a used, but I mean, there's no way to buy it new. It didn't sell by itself. And, you know, it encouraged a lot of people who maybe were on the fence. I mean, as I said, it was way too late in Dreamcast's lifespan to have any real effect.
Well, I'm pretty sure I got it like a GameStop or whatever the equivalent was at the time.
Yeah,
that's why I have it.
You could definitely buy a used one, but like when it first came out,
right?
But I mean, do that. Do the Smash Pack or you know, make the okay. It is for Japan. It's ridiculous that you can buy a Wii U that doesn't come with Nintendo Land. Wait, America too, right? Does the basic set come with Nintendo Land?
Basic set has nothing, essentially.
Okay. It's ridiculous.
This is what's really funny about this. So, like, if you look at the model numbers, typically they save like the 101 version of for like a significant redesign. So, like, you have the NES 2, the Super Nintendo or Super NES Junior, The N64 didn't really have one. The GameCube didn't really have one. The Wii's 101 is the GameCube-less version, which isn't a significant upgrade. It's just taking something out. And then there's the Wii Mini, which is 201. So, like, you know, so the WP001 and 101 came out at the exact same time. And there's no reason to buy the basic set. So it's kind of up to the retailers who have them to do their own bundles, essentially.
Yeah.
And that was a huge mistake, I think. You know, there's nothing that they can do about that now, but I think they should just discontinue the basic model. There's no reason for it to exist.
Why the Wii U? I mean, why the Wii did so well in America? And this is people. I mean, it's a knock to Nintendo, but it's the truth. People bought it to play Wii Tennis, which they saw on television.
It was like you can go into a nursing home and like give them a Wii and they have a complete game system and they're happy. I feel like it was some kind of like price negotiation that they thought they were making with the consumer. You know, you can buy this system for $100 or $50 more with no game, and then buy another game for, you know, to round it off at like $410 or whatever. But you know, at $350, but then you can just buy this other set with more stuff than you would get if you got they pushed people to not get the basic set, which they're cannibalizing themselves that way. It made no sense, and it still makes no sense.
And Nintendo made it that there's no title that was the defining experience of the system.
Right.
Like I don't know if Nintendo Land had the potential to be that title. But maybe. But right now, you know, the hardcore, you know, the people who are the most hardcore gamers, the ones who want the real games, the meaty games, they're the ones who got Nintendo Land, a game that they don't care about. And the people who are looking for the most value for their money didn't get Nintendo Land, the game that they probably would have liked.
Right. Right. So,
it just seems so, I don't know what Nintendo was thinking.
I feel it was, they didn't want to release a game console for $100 more than their previous generation, especially when a lot of other consoles were released about around that price. They felt like they had to get some kind of monetary edge, but it's just,
and you know what? They shouldn't have.
Right. So when Nintendo should do this, they should stop with the basic set. They should do some kind of ambassador program, you know, do more bundles, because they're already essentially saying by like giving us two games and a pro controller for $390, which is like $40 more than I paid or than you would pay for the deluxe set alone, that the basic set is worthless.
I don't think it was even that high. Wasn't it like $379 or something?
Okay, whatever. Anyway. Yeah, but it's less than I paid for all of those things. I paid like closer to $450. Because I got mine on discount too through Best Buy. But I just, you know, they've already devalued that basic set so much, and you can't even get eShop stuff with it. It's like 8 gigabytes, but if you want to buy what would be a disc game that way without getting some kind of thumb drive or whatever, just forget it. It's not going to happen. You absolutely have to get some kind of memory expansion to make the thing worthwhile, which is by itself potentially $50 to even.
Which is funny again, because the hardcore gamers, they're the ones who have an old external hard drive lying around or a bunch of thumb drives.
Right.
The casual people, who will need that extra space to be able to download anything, are not the type of people who just have it. You know, it's made the basics. I don't know what the target audience for the basic set is.
And the thing they don't explain is that the SD cards are not for the Wii U. They're just for the Wii. Actually, I found out that there's you can take a picture of your Mii, and for some reason it saved to my SD card. That's what the menu said, but I have no way to view it that I know of. So that's weird.
No. You can download stuff to the SD card, but you need to transfer to the system to play it.
But you can't. If you go into the system memory to like do anything, all you see is the internal Wii U memory, and any USB attachments you have. There's nothing for the SD slot. Yeah, if you go into the Wii mode.
know that, yeah.
If you go into the Wii mode, you can see the SD card, but that's just the Wii stuff. And the photo channel is gone. So if I have photos on there, I can't even look at them. Ridiculous. I could possibly pop that card into my Wii and see if anything is on there. But
yeah. But, okay, Nintendo, what can they do? They've got a lot of games coming out in a few months. Nothing right now. For now, they're just going to have to bleed, you know?
Seems that way.
And hope that, like, because if Sony comes out and Microsoft come out at a similar price point, I'm talking around $400.
Mm-hmm.
They're just screwed. You know? Because why did Nintendo release the system as expensive as it did? It's becoming painfully obvious that it doesn't cost that much.
Well, it's the same thing to do with the 3DS.
Nintendo said that when they released it, that they were actually losing money on each unit made. Okay, that means their supply chain is terrible. Maybe they are. Maybe Nintendo is, but they need to find better manufacturing partners then, because they shouldn't be. Because these new systems that are going to be way, way, way more powerful are going to come out probably at a fairly similar price. Now, I know Nintendo likes to make a profit off everything, but, like, you can't sell your games to a system nobody owns.
That's true. I don't know if I believe that the new, well, I don't want to say this without having seen what Sony is actually going to present, but like what can new consoles possibly present to us besides other ways of playing games? You know, the graphics are good enough for me, I think. Like, I'm not really hungering for, like, you know, something that's like more realistic at this point. Like, I feel like, you know, just with an example of Mass Effect 3, being my benchmark here, that it looks pretty damn good.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's nothing I can think of that thing. You know, it would only look better if, like, this like bump map shader was better.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not thinking in those terms. I'm sure programmers are. I'm sure developers are. But
I've said lots of times that the biggest competition for Sony and Microsoft this generation is going to be Sony and Microsoft. Because for most people, they've just settled into a 360 or a PlayStation 3, and as long as the yearly updates of Call of Duty and Madden come out for it, they'll be pretty happy to stay, because, you know, it's not something that they see as a giant leap. But here's what the new consoles are going to have, though. They're going to have games, and lots of games.
Yeah, but if rumors are true, they're not going to have any games you can buy from anywhere except new retails.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
We'll see. I hope that rumor ends up being untrue and just dies on the vine. So sick of hearing about it.
So, Vink, in the future, I know you're listening to this now after hearing the Sony show. Were we right? Oh, let us celebrate in the fact that it was only a rumor and Sony wasn't stupid enough to do that.
Something else has to be different, right? Besides the graphics, I think. You know, online play, some kind of controller, which everyone's tried. I feel like the Wii U hit that for me, at least. You know, it's definitely a next-gen system to me. There's no doubt about it. It's a game changer. I'm just sad that no one else can see it, and I blame Nintendo's marketing. You know, I blame...
People think it's a controller to buy for your existing Wii, and that's a problem. That's a big problem.
I have not talked to a single person who thinks that yet, but I'm also talked to gamers, so...
I've talked to lots of people. I talked to a parent who bought New Super Mario Bros. Wii U and could not play it on their console, which was a Wii, and did not understand why.
Is it the letters that make no sense because the box art's different? Does it have to say 2 to make sense to someone? Do people have this problem with the PlayStation and PS2? PS2, PS3?
It actually doesn't have to say that, but Nintendo has to say that. Like, look at the Wii U and the Wii. It looks like a redesign of an existing console.
It does.
It does not look different. The PS2 and the PlayStation looked completely different. You know, and the cases were different.
Right.
Different shape, different size. You know, it used DVDs, you know. It, like, everything was different about it. It was a different color, a different size, a different shape. You know, it was definitely a different thing. But Wii U, it looks the same. Wii Mini? What is Nintendo doing? Like, what's a Wii Mini? Is it a Wii U? Is it a Wii? What is it? You know? like, you know, okay. Remember the E3 announcement of the Wii U? I remember even myself watching it as a gamer, an informed gamer, was not sure it wasn't an add-on to the Wii.
What is it about that that's so difficult? Like, it's a different controller. Isn't, like, the different controller, like, the denominator? I would think so. Or maybe, like, you know, Sony and Microsoft screwed this up with, like, the Move and the Kinect.
Exactly. Because that's the thing. You know, I think a lot of people see the Wii U controller the same way as they see a Kinect or Move. You know, it's something to add on to your existing console that'll give it new functionality.
But it's not.
I know it's not.
It's called Wii U.
Look at the ads, though.
I haven't seen ads.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I realize it's a problem, but part of the problem is I don't watch TV anymore, and now that I don't even have cable, that I'm definitely not watching ads anymore.
When the Wii came out, Nintendo spent a huge amount of money showing people what the controller did and that it was a new experience. They didn't even show games for the first couple months of their advertising. They just showed, this is new, this is a new thing, this is an amazing thing, look at this. But if you look at the Wii U ads right now, it's like, Mario! And they're like, I think I played this 2 years ago.
Well, oh, they did, because it's the same title.
Oh, you can play it on that controller thing? That's cool, but I'll just use my regular controller. Like, it's the people who watch the long play E3 videos and stuff, the show, they know it's a different system. But it's not different enough. The controller is different enough. But the thing is, when they release the system, they're like, here, you can use this controller, or you can use a Wii U gamepad, or you can use this Pro controller, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's not a game changer in the way that the Wii was. It's a game extender.
It is a game. I mean, that's the problem, is that they should make it a game changer, because that's what it is. It's totally changed the way that I do everything with my entertainment system, kind of the way that, you know, Microsoft and Sony have been hoping for years. You know, it would be like they drag their feet for so long on, like, streaming media and everything, and now you get a Wii U, you get Hulu Plus, Amazon Instant, a YouTube app that actually works, and yeah, and of course Netflix. And I didn't have any of those services, minus YouTube, of course, before, and I signed up for all of them now because of the Wii U, and because I can watch it away from my TV.
And I think this is what I want to leave this podcast on, because we're talking a little long now, but I want a Wii U very badly. I am very interested in it. I think Nintendo's made some terrible mistakes marketing it, but it is a system that I want and I would like to play. Much more so than I'm saying this before the Sony conference, and they might come out with something amazing like, this system will have Shenmue 3 and games. We're launching a game initiative called Games for Vink, where we come to your house and ask you what games we should make, and we'll make them for you. Now, if they do that, then I'll take this statement back. But as it stands right now, Wii U is the most attractive looking console to me. Because I don't care so much about graphics. I want new ways to play games. And I'm not sold on Kinect. I don't like the non-physical, you know, arm flailing. The Wonder Book doesn't do anything for me for Sony. Mm. Like, and being a father who doesn't always have access to the TV, The ability to play video games on a little screen, but have full console-like experiences, sold. I mean, that's what I'm excited about. And I don't care if Nintendo doesn't get third-party games. I don't care. Because I buy Nintendo systems for Nintendo games.
Nintendo doesn't seem to care either.
First and foremost, I buy for Nintendo games and for like those couple strange, you know, exclusive things like Fire Emblem Cross Shin Megami Tensei. You know, I'm excited about those things. Bayonetta 2, you know, things like that. And that's enough for me. And you know that I loved the Wii.
Oh yeah.
Despite the fact that it had droughts just like this. I found more than enough experiences to fill the amount of time that as an adult with a job and two kids has time to do.
Which is why I'm getting all these eShop titles, because that's all my responsibilities allow.
But I will be buying a Wii U this summer. And if the price has not dropped, I will pay the full price that they asked for, because I think that price is reasonable.
If they still had that Zombie U bundle at that point, I would recommend buying, unless there's like a better bundle you can think of, but I would definitely get a bundle.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't matter to me. At this point in my life, time is more important than money. You know what I mean? But the thing is, I am not a standard consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Nintendo's having a problem with. They've already sold to the Nintendo fans.
Have they? Because they only sold 3 million units, you said.
Maybe the Nintendo fans are more vocal than they are numerous.
Ouch.
Wow. There's still a lot of controversial statements in this podcast. And you know what? That's fine. I want to hear what all of you think about this. Is it Nintendo-doomed? But when you go on video game things right now, it looks like the Wii all over again, and the 3DS, and the DS, and the GameCube before it. All these threads, and everyone's like, Nintendo should go third party, and this will be Nintendo's last console. But you know what? If Wii U goes the way of GameCube, are you going to be sad?
Well, I love my GameCube. And the GameCube went the way of the GameCube, so I guess not. I'm still going to have a great time. If I never play another new game for the Wii U, I'll be fine, honestly, at this point. I would love to play new games for it, but you know, that's not what I'm using it for.
The thing is, Wii U is obviously not going to be the next Virtual Boy. It's already sold way better than that, so any comparisons to that are ridiculous. But Nintendo also probably won't... The Wii U probably won't be the next Wii. But that's okay, because I'd say a good 50% of the people who bought the system played Wii Sports, maybe Wii Fit, and that's it.
Sure.
So if they sell half as many, but it's the people who actually play games, I don't think that's a loss. It's a definite... The shareholders would disagree with me, but as a gamer, I'm okay. The stuff that they announced at the last Nintendo Direct, the Monolith title X, the Fire Emblem game, new Mario Kart, you know, a new 3D Mario, a new Smash Brothers, Bayonetta 2, Wonderful 101. If those are the only games that ever came out on the platform, but I owned those games, I'm okay. But I'm definitely not every gamer. Gamers really are like the most ADD consumers ever, aren't they?
I'm sorry, what? I was busy doing something else while you were talking.
Exactly. You know, I mean, right now there's more game. Like, I don't think there's anybody who's beat all the Wii U titles that they have right now. Although I guess some of them really. I don't think not having beat Funky Barn takes you away from
being... But I mean, I have kind of an excuse, but yeah, even when I didn't have an excuse, I didn't finish all the Wii titles I owned.
I mean, and when you look back historically on video game systems, you know, the Wii U's got more titles out right now than some early consoles had in, you know, their first 2-3 years. So, but the thing is, the precedent has been set that a system has tons of titles over a wide range of things. Although, hey, can I just bring up one more Ubisoft thing?
Oh, sure.
The rumor right now is that that amazing game that we saw at E3, Watch Dogs, will come to the Wii U.
But when?
At the same time it comes to the other system.
Okay.
That's the rumor right now. And if that's true, I don't know what's up with Ubisoft.
Right, I don't know either.
You know?
The only other thing I want to say is aimed at Nintendo again, and it's something I said during our garbled Wii U Virtual Console episode, which six people so far have downloaded.
That was a great episode. I wish it would have worked.
It's basically just this. You know, don't Nintendo. This was just for a limited time, at least. Don't charge us for the Wii U Virtual Console versions of games we already own. Like, I don't even care that I'm not going to transfer my Wii, so I'll pay full price. I don't care. But you know what? Maybe if you can make it happen so that you can connect to your accounts for a Wii you already have and just, well, okay. Whatever. My point being, for people who, like, go through the effort, because it's eventually a small number of people who have the system right now. There's people who have to have a Wii already and any number of games on Virtual Console. So first is the Wii user base, then there's the Virtual Console user base. Then there's the people who have both that and a Wii U. Then there's people who are actually going to bother to go through the rigmarole of transferring the stuff to that Wii U. Now, I don't, you know, that's like three or four steps there. I don't know how many people that's going to leave. I'm sure Nintendo has some kind of internal models, but I can't imagine they're going to lose that much money. And they could, like, engender a lot of goodwill towards those people who, like, have the Wii U and the Virtual Console library and don't want to upgrade right now because of how difficult it is. If they made it so much easier, like not having to actually transfer your content over, for instance, to get your Wii U, to get them to buy the console.
Yep.
Just do it. Just do it. Because you don't have the install base right now. And I want more people to love the Wii. I'm going to do what I can. If you convince me, I'm going to finish these videos because I feel like no one understands the power of what this console can offer. Because obviously the hundreds and hundreds of people who are going to watch them change lots of hearts and minds. But no.
Nintendo, the people who bought the Wii, who bought Virtual Console titles for the Wii, are your best consumers.
Right.
If someone bought $100 worth of DLC for your system, that puts them probably in the upper 10%. You want these people to buy the Wii U,
right? Because they're going to get to use the Miiverse, which is a new feature, and if they love that, they might want to buy other games. The eShop is so easy to use, much more easier than the Wii Shop was.
Remember, kids, don't drink and eShop.
And there's a lot of great titles on there, like fantastic, like The Cave. I haven't got a chance to play a lot of it, but I'm really enjoying it.
Oh my gosh, that's out, isn't it?
Yeah, The Cave is out, and it's the number two title on the Wii U right now,
in
eShop. Trine's number three, I think.
Okay, I picked up Trine two on my Mac, and it's great. It's really, really a wonderful game. But while I'm playing it, I'm like, this would play a lot better on a Wii U game pad.
Well, what I've been hearing from people is that it's the best version of the game. Like, you don't have to use the pad. You can use the Pro Controller if you have one.
Yeah.
Or you can just not interface with the pad version at all and just play with the regular controls. But it plays so much better, especially the wizard character who, like, levitates objects. I can't imagine how difficult that is with the regular controls.
But that's the thing, Nintendo. Just get these consoles in the hands of people and let them discover this stuff. Take a loss right now. No, don't drop the price.
Don't drop the price. No. But there's just get the consumers who already have a penchant to love you to, like, find out what power your console can offer, because there's so much there. The Miiverse is amazing, and after this spring, when it gets opened up, it's going to be an explosion, I think. You know,
I got it, Nintendo. I've got your plan. Okay, drop the deluxe set. okay? So the only Wii that you sell is the $299 model, okay?
Right.
Now, then take the basic set and give it all the stuff that the deluxe set has. Isn't like that, the extra memory and
can they do that? I mean, they're all out in the wild right now. Do they just like bundle like a USB drive with it or something?
No. You've got to discontinue both SKUs right now.
Oh, I see.
And have one that's at $300 but includes all the stuff from the Pro.
Right.
And maybe some downloadable and some codes. That's the thing. Like when you have to bundle physical games and stuff or third party games, you know, there's fees associated with that, but
right.
Nintendo, you made these games, no one's playing them, just bundle a code in there.
Right, which is, you know, there's lots of disc titles that are downloadable in the eShop, Nintendo Land being one of them, and that's how that goes with the Zombie U bundle. That's perfectly reasonable.
Like, I absolutely can't understand why Nintendo Land wasn't on every Wii U pre-installed. It blows my mind that that didn't happen.
Right, yeah, especially because they are offering codes to people already. It's just, it's ridiculous.
The way Nintendo was trying to nickel and dime this, I'm surprised they didn't charge you money for the Miiverse. they're gonna charge money for the Google Street Maps.
Wait, they are?
Yeah.
It's free right now. How are they gonna charge money for it?
It's not going to be free later. Like how on the Wii, when you bought a Wii early on, it came with the Opera browser, but later it was 500 points.
Oh, to download it's going to be... Okay, sorry. I was like, it's going to be free to use after I've downloaded it. So they're giving a free trial right now to people who are actually interested in it. Now that I have it, they won't ever charge me again. Correct.
Who knows?
They won't uninstall it from my system. I mean, they've been pretty good about, like, at least with the Virtual Console stuff, if they discontinue something on the shop that, you know, it's if it's in your download history, you get indefinite rights to download it again.
Also, Nintendo, more demos. You need more demos, and you need to get rid of arbitrary play limits.
Apparently, those arbitrary play limits are requested by the publishers.
We're gonna see with the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox Next Box, whatever. We're gonna see if that's true.
Right.
If they all go that way, that's something. If it's just Nintendo. Come on, Nintendo.
Realistically, I'm not going to play a demo 30 times. Like I.
Yeah, me neither. But it's just.
Yeah, the fact that they've even set up a limit is, I'm not sure what they think they're trying to protect. It's just like, oh, you don't trust me enough to not buy your title.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's.
I don't know.
I mean, it would be like if you went to the park and it said all, and it had a sign that said all flamingos must be kept on a leash.
Right.
Thinking to yourself, like, I don't even have a flamingo. This rule doesn't apply to me. But why'd they do it?
Right.
Why'd they ban that? You know, it's just like...
What did my flamingo ever do to you?
Like, it just leaves a really bad taste in my mouth when I'm playing a demo and it's like, you have this many more times to play it. Of course I don't need to play it anymore. Than that, right. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, but at the same time, I'm not going to play it any more than that. Why limit it?
I think we've gotten a lot of great prescient advice for Nintendo with our obvious business savvy.
Oh yeah, because I mean, I have a solid gold car.
Is now a good time to plug our DVD?
Yes. Please buy the DVD.
This is our marketing campaign to our existing podcast audience, who I think we've reached saturation with already, honestly.
I'm sure we have. Okay, if you are out there listening to our show and you haven't bought our DVD, I'd like to let you know that we're having a special ambassador program with our DVD right now. If you buy the DVD before... the end of the year.
All right. I got something. If you buy our DVD right now, you can watch any of the existing videos or future videos for free on YouTube before it just even arrives in the mail. Isn't that a great deal? Because that's where our show was originally published, was on YouTube.
If you buy the disc for the next year, it will get you a 10% discount on any DLC from our DVD.
That disc, I don't know. It's okay priced, I think. It could probably be a bit less now, especially if we ever release a second. We should get that going on that too, huh?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay.
So anyway, in conclusion, don't buy our disc.
What? No, buy our disc. Buy 2 copies. Buy 10 copies.
But
we should probably mention what's on the disc, shouldn't we? It's our season 1 disc of our actual show with videos where we talk about things. Just talking consoles.
They
talk to each other and the audience, I guess, about console things.
So, Mr. Sean,
yeah,
it fires remorse.
For Wii U? Oh, never.
Wow, you really like this thing.
Absolutely. I use it every day.
Because, I mean, I I'm planning to buy one right now, but, like, even still, like, I don't know. I'm just remembering that it's made by Nintendo.
But you know, they've done something with it that I think is going to really cement what consoles need to be in the future. It's like what they were saying about the handhelds, you know, like the iPad and all those devices coming up. And like, you know, if you innovate in this new space that like the 3D thing that the 3DS has, that's something that nothing else can do. And if it gets emulated in a general purpose device, you have to just keep going in this other direction. Nintendo's moving into, at least in this, with the streaming media services, in a direction that like I kind of knew it was going, but they finally cemented it in a way that it's like, I don't have to buy a Roku now, you know?
That's true.
I got everything I want on this system. And if something new comes out, they just make a new free app for me to download. You know, they're well positioned for this. The games not so much, but the stuff I actually use my TV for, perfect.
Okay, Nintendo, I have more advice for you. I just thought of this because turn the next page of your notebook because I know you've been following along and taking notes on all the things, on all the great advice we've been giving you, but. Do DS games on the virtual console.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because the Wii U can perfectly, well, not perfectly emulate it because the screen size and everything, but, you know, the control input, it's identical. Absolutely. Yeah, like, I would love to play Elite Beat Agents on my Wii U. Love it.
You know, because the top screen of the DS was a non-touch screen.
Yep, like
that
my
could be
television.
Your TV.
Yep.
Now, with some games, it would look really weird.
Yeah, some. But
some games it would work really well. But actually, the touchscreen probably has enough resolution that you can put both of the screens on the pad.
If you wanted to, potentially, yeah. Potentially.
And, yeah. I mean, some games wouldn't work, but a lot of games would. Phoenix Wright would be excellent.
Sure.
So, Nintendo, we've given you all of these great bits of advice. So, okay, do you love your Wii U so much that you're going to... it's going to be your only next-gen console, though?
It depends on what Sony says and what Microsoft says during the next year. Like, if they shut down my 360 and I can't use Live anymore like I did with the old Xbox, then maybe I'll think about it. But right now, I have no, like you said, no reason to upgrade unless there's something significantly different. I probably can't play Mass Effect 4 or whatever they're going to call it on the 360. Yeah. That's a given. I don't know if I want to play it at this point. I've played 3 games. I'm good. We'll see what software they come up with, but I don't think the hardware is going to wow me unless, you know, I'm vastly mistaken, because the Wii U's got everything that I wanted and didn't know I wanted so far.
If the only thing that would... Okay, if the new consoles do come out and the rumor is true that they don't allow used games, I'm Wii U only this generation.
Right, yeah, that's the death number, because Wii U already doesn't have that. But I doubt they're going to hand them this generation on a silver platter. Actually, I've heard, like, you know, I think it was you who said that if they did that it wouldn't even necessarily mean that. But I don't want to speculate on things we haven't heard about yet, so we'll see. We'll see.
Why don't we talk about that next week?
Yes.
After the announcement, we'll just go on about that.
Next week sounds good.
The only thing that would get me to jump on one of the other consoles, this is some exclusive title that I can't get anywhere else.
That you really want. There's plenty of exclusive titles I don't want.
Well, yeah. But Nintendo, that's the thing. That's why I always buy the Nintendo system, because of the games made by Nintendo, there's always exclusive titles that I need.
Right.
And sometimes they even come out in America. Reggie!
All right, so dear listeners, tell us what you think. We, of course, are on here on our website, famicondojo.tv. You can talk to us there or Facebook, which is growing pretty steadily right now. It's pretty awesome. We've got lots of other information, non-podcasty things on there. Hints of things to come, as well as Twitter, which isn't as popular as Facebook, but we're Famicom Dojo on both Facebook and Twitter. And there's also, of course, our lovely free iTunes storefront. So if you're hearing this from Powit TV or the Famicom Dojo.tv website or wherever else and you didn't get it through iTunes, you should go there. Go there and tell us how much you love the show so that everyone else knows and that the love spreads. And then maybe someone else will watch these videos about the Wii U.
And if you're listening to this through the Zune Marketplace,
how'd you do that?
I don't think we're on there yet.
Yeah. Oh boy, I can't
Stitcher, you can listen to Stitcher. Us through Stitcher.
Yeah, we are on Stitcher, and there you can get their free radio app on iOS and probably Android, right? I don't know, at least iOS.
Can they rate us on Stitcher? Is that a thing they can do?
I believe so. Yeah, I mean that you know the Stitcher works kind of like iTunes, and you know there's popular shows, and the more you listen to and rate, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening to us on Stitcher, show us some whatever Stitcher does. Okay.
You should probably look into that.
Yeah.
All right. Until next week, we'll see what Sony has to say for themselves.
All right. Talk to you next week, Sean.
Bye.
Famicom Dojo.